You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 152. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome to this week's episode. I hope that you're all doing really well, and as always, a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. So this week I'll be talking about intangible loss. Now, usually when we think about grief, we associate it as something that's happened outside of us, and we almost expect to feel the suffering that comes along with things like death of a loved one, divorce, pet loss, job loss, financial loss. But grief is a conflicting feelings caused by the end of or change in a familiar pattern of behaviour. So grief can come up when things change in our day-to-day life. And let's face it, we're all trying to readjust ourselves and our behaviours while living with COVID. But these feelings that come up for us can be hard to talk about, even if you understand what you're grieving. But if you can't quite put your finger on it, how can you heal something if you can't identify what the heck it is? I mean, we've all experienced events in our lives that have left us wondering, what's going on? Why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel so lost? Now, many folks don't even know they're grieving because of the fact that no one's died. And that's mainly because our society only attaches grief to death and divorce. And sadly, that kind of limited outlook will keep people stuck in a huge amount of emotional pain. You see, there are many other losses that can cause us to grieve. However, they're not usually recognised as losses, and those are called intangible losses. Now, intangible losses are things like, get ready for it, loss of trust, loss of safety, loss of security, loss of control, loss of fertility, loss of innocence, loss of freedom, loss of sense of purpose, loss of sexual function, loss of self-worth and confidence, loss of identity, just to name a few. And if you've happened to experience any of these, then you'll know that just because it's an intangible loss doesn't mean it isn't real and painful. See, sadly, if people don't connect these painful losses with grief, then that can leave them wondering, what the heck is wrong with me? Why am I struggling and why am I feeling so heartbroken? And as many of us know, grief can overwhelm and consume us. It hangs on to things like photos, songs, smells, movies. It lives in our memories. It's unpredictable, and it shows up when we least expect it. And if we don't deal with it, then we can't help but carry it through our lives. Now, I remember having 3 miscarriages. I felt as though all of my hopes and dreams of having a family would never come true. I felt ashamed because I didn't want to hear about friends becoming pregnant, and I certainly didn't want to be around them as they talked about the pregnancy. Now, a friend of mine told me that growing up, her parents had both been school teachers. So ever since she was a little girl, she dreamed about becoming a teacher. She'd gone through college and she'd found a teaching position in a nearby school. However, she soon realised that it wasn't for her. Something was missing. It didn't feel fulfilling. But who was she without it? Because all through her life, she'd imagined herself being a teacher. But what was she going to do now? And then there are those people who've suffered from mental, physical, or sexual abuse. Now, they might not feel safe or secure in this world. And what about retirement or job loss? Those can bring up loss of dreams and expectations for your future. Financial loss, loss of routine and community, loss of identity, because who am I if I'm not working or now as I've retired? What about the person who never knew their father or mother? Now they may spend their whole life wondering what that parent was like. What it would it have been like to have known them and had a relationship? But no matter the circumstances as to what happened, those people are left with unresolved emotional pain. You see, the thing about loss is that over time it can accumulate one loss on top of the other. And your current loss can have the ability to trigger any earlier unresolved losses. So pay attention to your feelings. Your grief is valid no matter what happened. So don't diminish your own feelings by comparing to others. In fact, why not do something kind for yourself? Call a friend, take a walk, make a nice meal or pamper yourself. Do something that will help to restore you. And remember, grieving an intangible loss looks and feels like any other type of grief. It takes understanding, compassion and patience. Like any feelings of grief, your emotions will ebb and flow. So the best way to deal with your feelings is to take the time to process where your emotions are coming from. Dig deep to find the root cause and learn how to let them go. One thing that all of these intangible losses have in common is that if you don't deal with them, they will limit the quality of your life and the capacity for your happiness. Dealing with intangible loss requires that you look within to heal from the emotional pain associated with your loss. And you might need some extra help. If so, then reach out and find a professional who can guide you through this process. And you know, although these kinds of losses aren't talked about often, they really need to be addressed and brought out into the open rather than being tucked away in silence. Because stuffing the pain inside of you is not good, as this only limits your life. And even if you can't identify exactly why you're struggling, but you know you need some help, then find it and pat yourself on the back for being aware of your feelings. You know, most people who come to work with me think they'll be dealing on one particular thing and then end up working on something totally different. The bottom line is, I will help you to figure out and decide what is limiting your life right now. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and programs, then please visit my website, Give Grief a Chance. There you can drop me an email, ask a question, or share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And while you're over there, please check out my free gifts to you. There's a guided meditation to help you sleep, a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it, plus my fillable grief worksheets, which will help you to process your memories, thoughts, and emotions. So please feel free to use them. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate it, like it and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, I'd like to invite any women who might be struggling with their grief to come and join us in a safe and nurturing group on Facebook. It's called Life After Loss with Diane Morgan, and I would be honoured if you would come and join us and give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.